Illinois representative representing the 102nd district. This is Representative Adam Niemerg. Thanks for joining us. So you're part of the Freedom Caucus, and was it today that the articles of impeachment were filed, or was that done on Friday, Adam?
Friday afternoon, and thanks for having me on here with you this afternoon, but Friday afternoon, I filed those articles of impeachment against Governor J.B. Pritzker.
And tell everyone how the articles read, or you could summarize them and tell them why you filed these articles.
Absolutely. The articles read generally that the governor, due to his hateful rhetoric over the last several years, it's a situation where, after the violent act that occurred on Charlie's political assassination, the governor, he blamed Donald Trump on January 6th. But J.B. Pritzker has a history of, he compared Republicans on the House floor to Nazi Germany and fascism. He said that bullies respond to one thing, a punch in the face, essentially asking for Republicans to be punched in the face. He said that, we no longer should wage a conventional political fight, become street fighters. And then lastly, he said that Republicans cannot know a moment of peace. So it's a situation where, the governor's own rhetoric, this does not fall upon deaf ears. There's very mentally, disturbed individuals out there that are doing unspeakable things. We have two.
And are you comfortable with the things that the president says as well? Because as we know, the president does say some things along the same lines, or that could be identified as undignified.
So when the president said, the Governor Pritzker blamed Donald Trump on January 6th for Charlie Kirk's assassination, that's absolutely ridiculous. The governor has a history of his rhetoric. So when the president says we're going to peacefully and patriotically on that day, yet our own governor compares us to Nazis, says Republicans should be punched in the face, wants to abandon conventional political fights, become street fighters, and that Republicans shall know no peace, and he just blames Donald Trump for his own rhetoric.
I want to play a piece of audio from you from the governor, or for you from the governor today. He was asked about this idea of calling Republican Nazis, and this was his response.
I think it's incumbent upon me as the leader of this state to tell people that we need to act with calm in this moment, that people need to act peacefully in this moment.
You have called Republicans Nazis.
No, I have not. That is completely false. I have never called Republicans Nazis.
Is he lying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's his state of the state. The authoritarian playbook is laid out bare here. They point to a group of people who they don't like and who tell you to blame them for their problems. If you think I'm overreacting and sounding the alarm too soon, consider this. It took Nazis 1 month, 3 weeks, 2 days, 8 hours, and 40 minutes to dismantle a constitutional republic. The governor understands that a majority of Illinoisans have no faith in him anymore. And the governor is doing damage control through his consultants to try to save face.
You talked about the January 6th comments of President Trump. Is that what you were saying before? I didn't quite understand that. His comments about what to do peacefully?
Yeah, the president he said peacefully and patriotically, and then Governor Pritzker, his own rhetoric here.
Here's another quote from the president. Here's a quote from the president at the rally on January 6th. We fight like hell, and if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
It's interesting you bring that up, because I'd like to make a very, very good point here. The political left and the media continually attack President Trump, continually attack conservatives, and do not hold the governor accountable. Okay, so what's happened during the course of this conversation is you have played an excerpt from Pritzker backpedaling on his comments, lying about what he has said, not holding anybody accountable for the punch in the face, conventional political fight to become street fighters, and these Republicans cannot know a moment of peace. You say a quote about President Trump saying, we must fight, okay? I was driving home just Sunday morning, and I'm hearing Hakeem Jeffries talking about fighting on the debt ceiling, okay?
The
double standard from the radical left and the media not holding Governor J.B. Pritzker accountable is what I'm talking about. And that is why we have filed articles of impeachment against the governor for his own rhetoric.
Okay, so let me just explain my actions today. We were talking earlier that you were coming on, and we knew that Pritzker said this today, so I wanted to get your reaction to it. That's all. I'm not And I asked you if you said if he's a liar, and you said yes. You just said that President Trump said that we should go peacefully to the Capitol. That didn't sound right to me, so I just Googled Donald Trump January 6th quotes, and that was the one that came up. I didn't plan on doing it. I didn't try to ambush you.
Well, yeah.
But let me finish. Let me finish. Representative, you just...
And I'd like to get my point in.
You made an accusation against me, and I want you to understand. I wasn't going to look up anything like that until you said... phrases that didn't jibe with my memory. So I Googled it, found the article, and that's what he also said. That's all I'm saying. I'm not you can impeach anyone you want. I'm just saying they both say things that are reprehensible.
And that's my issue, is I feel like there are things being said on both sides.
That are reprehensible, and you did a Google search for fight, okay?
No,
and
I didn't. You're representative.
Reprehensible. But
hey, I don't want this to be combative. I simply wanted to know the background of what you're doing and give you an opportunity to come on and to talk about it. And the only question that I got in so far was, are you comfortable with the president's comments that some would say are undignified? And you didn't answer that. So this show is never about trying to get you or to paint you into a corner. We're just here to have a conversation and understand. That's all there is to it.
And
has anybody in the media or the question been asked to the governor of the state of Illinois about a punch in the face, abandoning a conventional political fight to become street fighters, and that Republicans cannot know a moment of peace? I have not heard one media personality ask the governor about these question.
Yeah,
Representative, we can't get the governor on this radio station. We have tried. I don't know the last time he's been on, but I can tell you he has never been on this show.
We want to have respectable political discourse here, and I'm not trying to cast yourself in the realm of the radical left or the media that is complicit in the governor's actions. But these questions need to be asked of Governor Pritzker, okay? Because these statements do not fall on deaf ears, okay? We have two Minnesota state legislators and the spouse that were shot and killed. Two Israeli embassy staffers were shot and killed. And now we see the assassination, the political assassination of Charlie Kirk. And at the very base of this, the governor blamed Donald Trump in January 6th when the governor himself has a track record of hateful rhetoric.
The Hill had reported, that's one of our associates, in what you were saying about the governor, about fighting, what the rest of the point was, fight with every megaphone and microphone that we have. Right? That was the rest of the comment?
The rest of the comment from whom? Governor J.B.
From Governor Pritzker? Saying fight with every megaphone and every microphone we have. That's different than just saying he's saying fight.
Here's a direct quote. And I won't continue to advocate that we wage a conventional political fight when what we really need is to become street fighters. Okay. Never before in my life have I been called for mass protests or mobilization for disruption, but I am now. These Republicans cannot know a moment of peace. It took the Nazis 1 month, 3 days, 2 days, 8 hours, 40 minutes to dismantle a constitutional republic.
Representative, I'm a little defensive.
A track record of hateful rhetoric.
And I'm not going to dispute that with you. I don't have a dog in that hunt, but I just feel defensive in that you just said that when it came to the president, I Googled fight, fight, fight. And that's not true. What I said to you was I Googled January 6th Donald Trump cut quotes. That's what came up. I didn't go looking for fight, 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 okay? I just want you to I want to be clear on that, Representative.
Did patriotically come up as well, or was it just...
Oh, maybe they did. Maybe they did, but but you had said that he didn't say things like this.
That's what comes up on Google. That's what comes up, and that's the narrative being put out there. And by that statement, that narrative continues, rather than peaceful and patriotically. Whenever we have a governor in the state of Illinois who says these Republicans cannot know a moment of peace. When we have a governor who blames the president for Charlie Kirk's political assassination. That is why I have filed the articles of impeachment against Governor J.B. Pritzker with a multitude of other issues that I do have with the governor.
All right, my producer, he's in my ear. We are late to news. We appreciate you coming on. This conversation will continue, and I welcome you back at some point.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thanks for having me on.